Amen.
Let all the earth
all-wise and eternal Father, our God, and once again we humbly bow before your throne of mercy and grace on today, O God, thanking you for another day that you have allowed us to come, O God, into your sanctuary, O God. Father, we thank you, O God, for the many blessings that you have given unto us, Father God, and we don't take it for granted, Father God. We love you and we adore you, and we thank you for this opportunity, Father God. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Omnipotent Father, full of mercy and grace, thou art welcome in this place on today, O God. Father, we thank you, O God, on today, O God, for everything that, O God, you have done, that you're doing, that you're going to do in our lives, Father God. We bless your name and we praise your name on this day, Father, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it, Father God. We thank you for being the author and the finisher of our faith, Father God. We thank you for this branch of Zion, called Heart of God Baptist Church, Father. We pray, O God, this morning for our pastor, O God, and his pastors and our first lady, O God, and the Kayshawn family, O God. We pray, O God, that your healing virtue, Father God, will flow, O God, throughout their household, Father God, throughout the universe, Father God. Father, we thank you, O God, because we know that you are a healer, Father God. And so we know that you sent your word, God, and it healed them, Father God. And so, Father God, we're asking, O God, we're asking on today, Father God, that you will send your healing virtue, Father God, to Maymore Street, Father God. You know all about them, Father God. They're your children, Father God. They're your sons and daughters, O God. Keep them, O God, as the apple of your eye, Father God, and continue to bless, O God, and heal them, Father God. O God, we pray for this branch of Zion, called Heart of God Baptist Church, O God. We pray for every member, every ministry, O God, all of the young people today, O God. We just pray, O God, for all of your pastors and churches, O God, today, O God. O God, we thank you, O God, for being our resources, O God, and giving us the resources that we need, Father God, so you help us to keep on keeping on, Father God. We're holding on, and we won't let go of our faith, Father God. And so we thank you, Father God, for we're still standing, Father God. We're still standing on your promises, Father God. And so, Father, we thank you this morning. We ask that you would bless, O God, Brother Lindsay on today, O God, as she brings us the bread of life, Father God. Continue, O God, to anoint her afresh, Father God. Keep her, O God, as the apple of your eye, Father God. O God, just continue to lead, guide, and direct her, Father God, and continue to order her step in your word, Father God. O God, touch the hearts of mankind this morning, Father God. We need you, Father God. We cannot make it without you, Father God. And so, Father God, we're leaning, we're leaning, we're leaning. We're leaning and dependent on you, Father God, because we know, Father God, that you're going to see us through, Father God. And so, Father, we ask all of these things in the mighty and the master and the God.
thank you. Savior, Savior, do not, do not.
This morning, of how good God has been in your life. Because I know God has been good because you're here. I know God has been good because you're breathing. I know God has been good because you're mobile and you're able to move about. I know God has been good because your family is still intact. I know God has been good because he has kept you from last Sunday unto this Sunday. So God has been good to us, amen? And so we thank God, amen, on this morning, amen? Praise God, hallelujah. I give God all the glory, the honor, and the praise this morning. He alone deserves. Truly, God has made a way out of the way, and I thank him. I thank you for his darling son, Jesus, who gave me life eternal. And I thank you for the power of the Holy Spirit. I thank God for his healing virtue. Thank you for blessing and keeping family, friends, and loved ones. And I pray that God will continue to just keep the heart of God at this church. I pray that God's blessing and healing will be upon that case on this week, oh Lord. Touch his body, Father God. The most first lady in a special manner. Be with the first family, oh God. And Father God, that you strengthen them, oh God. Father God, I pray so, Jesus. Only you and you alone, Father, will get the glory, the honor, and the praise. Because you deserve it. And you and you and you alone, Father God. You have made a way out of nowhere. And we thank you this morning. Because truly there are words that you be praised.
Yes, you
are. Oh, Lamb of God.
Oh, Lamb of God.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. In Jesus'
mighty
name. Hallelujah.
Amen. I'm just going to pass along here. Thank God for another week. Bring us back here. Good to see everybody. Thank God for what you're doing in my life. My wife's life and everything. Don't have nothing but a prayer support. You know, I know God's going to bring my father through.
Yes, he is. Bless your mother too. Amen.
We're going to see him next week. My prayer support would be that my wife was accepted to college, so she's going to college now.
Amen.
Other than that, pray that everybody has a great week.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord, church. I just got to say this. I know that we are few in numbers, but can't nobody say that we ain't on fire.
All right, all right, all right, all right, all
right. I just had to say that. So just giving God glory and honor and praise. We're here. Even in the midst of everything that's going on, God's still keeping us.
Yes, he is.
We might got to go through some things. We might got to feel some pain in our body, but he's still keeping us.
Yes,
he's
the keeper.
I know sometimes I'm not the only one, but sometimes I felt like I was about to lose my mind, but he was keeping me.
Yes, sir.
That all things are working, not just some things, but all things are working. So the next time that you're going through something, just thank God because it's working.
Yes.
Some of the things that go on in your life, some people that are going to leave, but it is working for your good. So just remember that when you're going through your trials and tribulations this week, or just look back over your life and see what God has brought you, that he's not going to leave you right now. That yea, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, the shadow of death, the shadow of death, that we should fear no evil because he's with us. His rod and his staff to comfort us. So when you're going through what you're going through, just remember that God sees all and he knows all. And he's not going to put you through nothing that you cannot handle. I ain't going to preach this morning, but he's not going to put you through nothing that you're going to handle. So when you're going through trials and tribulations, just remember that God is in this one right here. That I chose. So count it all joy going through trials and tribulation because he's near. He has us. He's not going to leave us nor forsake us. I know we've been through some things where we feel like we just wanted to give up. But God.
But God.
And remember that if we do everything, we would not need him. So when you don't know which way to go, just look up and say, hallelujah. anyhow. And understand that he brought you through before. So he will do it again. And again. And again. And again. So, Father God, let's just keep on praising the way that we are. I know that breakthroughs have just been going on. I know in my life. And it's because that we're praising. No matter what's going on with all the signs was locked up, they didn't stop praising. And so the word comes down and say, all of us, but God will deliver you in your praise. So just remember that. I thank you for everybody here. Love everybody that's big. Love everybody that's my hand. We just ask God to be whatever we need him to be on this week. We ask him for a fiery hedge protection because, see, when we praise him in here like that, the enemy is outside. He's waiting for us. So, Father God, we just ask you for your covering right now. Understanding that we just got a strength exchange.
Yes, we do.
So we thank you, Father God, just for being in the heart of God, Father God. We just thank you. We love you. We praise you.
Hallelujah. Thank God for another day. Thank God for another opportunity to be able to come to the house of the Lord and
yes.
Get him free.
Yes.
One more time. Listing the number one more time. Thank God for just continuing to keep us, church family. Praise the pastor, first lady and family. They will, they won't tell the father. Get rid of the COVID. And just pray that God continue to keep us. Excited about what God is doing in my life. It's not all good, but it's working.
It's working out for your good.
I love you guys. Continue to pray for you guys. You guys continue to pray for you.
Have you tried, Jesus? He's all right. Have you tried, Jesus?
call prayer this morning. And after the altar call prayer, amen, the next voice you will hear will be that of the preacher of the hour, Reverend Phyllis Lindsay. And so let us continue to pray for her as God uses her as his vessel on this morning to break the bread of life to us, his people. Amen? Amen.
Let us pray. Real quick, everybody right now, just about to say Jesus. Because he is power in the name of Jesus. Let's say it again. Say Jesus. See, when we start to call his name, the crooked paths, they start to be made straight. So let's just say Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come and say thank you. Thank you, first of all, Father God, for coming in the heart of God, taking your shoes off and sitting in this front row right here.
Thank you, God.
We just want to say
thank you
right now in the name of Jesus,
thank
Father God. Some of us coming in not feeling the best, Father God, but we still want to say
thank you.
We're just waking us up this morning and finding us on our way. We just want to say
thank you.
For this word that's about to come forth, Father God, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus, so let your anointing fall afresh right now, Father God, so those same chains and those same yokes, they will be broken right now in the name of Jesus, that when the preacher comes and delivers the word, Father God, that she preaches with conviction, Father God, that she preaches with freedom, Father God. And we ask you right now in the name of Jesus, Father God, just to open our hearts up right now. Father God, we need a word from you, Father God. The world is in chaos, Father God, but guess what? You are still in control. The thieves are breaking in, Father God, but you're still in control, Father God. The fires are breaking out, Father God, but you're still in control, Father God. We just want to say thank you. Right now in the name of Jesus, Father God, we bind up the adversary right now in the name of Jesus. And Father God, in your word, Father God, you say whatever is bound in on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever is loose on earth is loose in heaven, Father God. So we bind up the adversary in the name of Jesus. We bind up COVID right now in the name of Jesus. We bind up diabetes. We bind up high blood pressure right now in the name of Jesus. And Father God, what we do is we lose the healing power of the Holy Spirit, the delivering power, the restoration power of your spirit. Right now, Father God, we just ask you to touch us right now, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for all the trials and tribulations, Father God, because it's not something that we heard, Father God, but we know that you specialize in impossibility. So, Father God, we thank you for all the things that we deem impossible, Father God, because that's what you specialize. We thank you, Father God, for all of our enemies, the ones that want to hurt us, Father God, because you said in your word that you would make, you prepare a table in the presence of our enemies. Thank you, Father God, right now in the name of Jesus. Whatever anybody needs under the sound of my voice, Father God, we just ask you to be right now in the name of Jesus. Some of us need a friend, Father God, to just be a friend, Father God. Some of us, we need a mom, Father God, to get a mother, Father God. Some of us, we need that father, Father God, to just be whatever that we need us to be, Father God, that make it the midnight hour, Father God, that we ain't got to pick up no phone, Father God, but we can just go to our knees, Father God, in prayer, and know that you're right there, Father God, and we thank you for that right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the freedom just to praise your name right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that if we don't ring up on this side right here, Father God, that in your word, Father God, you said to be absent from the body, yeah, is to be present with the world. So we thank you. We thank you. That when this life is over, Father God, that we will go to labor to reward. We thank you for all these things, Father God. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We ask you to touch the preacher right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. Decrease her, Father God, so you may increase, Father God, that after her word, Father God, somebody might run down the aisle and say, I yield, I yield. What must I do to be saved, Father God? So we ask you that in the precious name of Jesus. We thank you for already making it all right. So, Father God, we ask you to take your shoes off before us now. Spend some time with us. We thank you, Father God, because you already know that it's done. We ask you, Father God, to pray. We ask you to bless the school right now in the name of Jesus. We ask you to bless the teachers, Father God. We ask you to bless the students, Father God. We ask you to bless the president, Father God, because in your word it says that the government is on your shoulders. Help us, Father God, not to worry about the stuff that we don't need to worry about, Father God. Help us, Father God, not try to be you, Father God, but just in all circumstances and situations, just give you the praise, the honor, and the glory. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Just trying to make it up.
Almighty Father, the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit. To my pastor, Pastor Kayson, and his pastor, thank you so much. To First Lady Kayson, to those that are listening, whatever mode God sees fit to this
year.
Just want to thank God for the privilege to stand before you and the honor. Thank you for accepting me, loving me.
God bless you.
God's been so good. Hallelujah. Yeah. He's worthy. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be before you long.
Yeah.
Just want to share a few words of inspiration that the Holy Spirit has given me. Luke 7. Verse 36 through 50. And it says, Jesus in the Pharisee's house. I'm going to read the scriptures for you, then I'll say the prayer. And one of the Pharisees desired him that he would eat with him. And he went into the Pharisee's house and sat down to meet. And behold, a woman in the city, which was a sinner, when she knew that Jesus sat at meat in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster box of ointment and stood at his feet behind him, weeping and beginning to wash his feet with tears.
Come on.
And then wiped them with the hairs of her head and kissed his feet and anointed them with the ointment. Now when the Pharisees, which had bidden him, saw it, he spake within himself, saying, this man, if he were a prophet, this is that touched him. For she is a sinner. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Son, I have somewhat to say unto thee. And he said, Master, say on. There was a certain creditor which had two debtors, one owed 500 pence and the other 50. And when they had nothing to pay, he freely forgave them both. Tell me, therefore, which of them would love him most? Simon answered and said, I suppose that he to whom he forgave most. And he said unto him, Thou hast rightly judged. And he turned to the woman and said unto Simon, Seest thou this woman? I entered into thy house. Thou gavest me no water for my feet.
Yeah.
But she has washed my feet with tears and wiped them with the hairs of her head. Thou gavest me no kiss. But this woman, since the time I came in, has not ceased to kiss my feet. My head with oil thou didst not anoint, but this woman has anointed my feet with ointment. Wherefore I say unto thee, her sins, which are many, are forgiven. For she loved much, but to whom love is forgiven, then the same loveth little. And he said unto her, thy sins are forgiven.
Come on, man.
And they that sat at feast with him began to say within themselves, Who is this that forgiveth sin also? And he said to the woman, Thy faith has saved thee. Go in peace.
Yeah.
Thy faith has saved thee. Go in peace.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Amen.
Let us pray. Father God, in the precious name of Jesus, we come now. Lord Jesus, just to sit down at your table. Father God, we come hungry, knowing, Lord Jesus, that you have food for our bodies, spiritual nourishment. So, oh God, we pray now that through this word, Lord Jesus, that you will feed us, Father. Oh God, that you will have mercy on our souls and through this word, oh God. Not only you will feed us, Lord Jesus, but this word, oh God, will draw us closer and closer to you. Father God, we thank you for your darling son, Jesus. We thank you for the blood that he shed. And we thank you for the power of the Holy Spirit. And oh God, I pray that in Jesus' name, that thou would be lifted up from the earth. Help me to increase, Lord Jesus, that you might increase.
Yeah.
That you might draw all men unto you. Because you said, if I be lifted up, then you would do the drawing. So oh God, I pray in Jesus' name. That you would draw all men unto you. And Father God, I pray in Jesus' name, through the power of your Holy Spirit, sweet Holy Spirit, that you would come in and suck with us a little while and move from heart to heart and breath to breath. And if there's sin that's making us not sleeping, I pray in Jesus' name that you will cleanse us and wash us from all unrighteousness. That your word, Lord Jesus, will be a cleansing food for our bodies and our souls. And we give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise. In Jesus' name I pray, amen, amen, and amen. Today I want to talk to you about the uninvited guest. The uninvited guest. And that is the sinner woman. She was the uninvited guest. And today we're talking from Luke 7, 36 through 50. And not only are we going to talk about this sinner woman, but we're going to talk about Jesus, and we're going to talk about Simon. And it says here that Simon was one of the Pharisees, and he asked Jesus to come to his house and to dine with him. And sometimes when people invite you to their house, their motives are not always pure.
That's right. That's right.
Sometimes they have underlying reasons.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And so Simon, not knowing who he truly was entertaining, mm-hmm. because he mentioned in the scripture, and he said to Jesus, if you know, if you are a prophet,
mm-hmm.
and you know who this woman is, mm-hmm. and what manner of woman this is, hallelujah,
mm-hmm.
you wouldn't be dying with her.
Mm-hmm.
But what he failed to realize, that Jesus not only knew the woman, the uninvited guest,
come on.
But Jesus knew Son,
yes,
the one that's
yes.
invited him.
That's right.
And the question was, did Simon know the guest?
All right.
Did he know Jesus, the Son of Man?
Come on, preacher.
Hallelujah.
Come on.
So we see here where this woman in the city was a sinner. Matter of fact, her occupation was a prostitute.
Mm. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And she was considered as unchaste. Defiled. And I can imagine not only that,
mm-hmm.
but she had very low self-esteem.
Mm.
Not only she didn't place any value on her identity, but men and women felt the same way about her.
Amen. Amen.
But this woman here,
come on.
Something happened to her one day.
Mm-hmm.
Sinfulness just by chance happened to stood in the presence of holiness.
Mm-hmm.
You see, in her going about, she heard the teaching and the preaching of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And through that teaching and preaching of Jesus, something happened in her life. So much so that she pressed her way to follow this Jesus that had touched the very depth of her soul.
Amen.
This Jesus that made a connection with her soul,
mm-hmm.
with her spirit. This Jesus that didn't reject her, but this Jesus that met her needs and accepted her where she was. Because
mm.
she was in bad condition. And she knew that she needed more than where she was today. She needed a better situation. And Jesus was the answer to her prayer. And so, as she pressed her way as the uninvited guest to Simon's house, she didn't come by herself. She came for aid. She brought something with her.
All right.
But see, something happened in her life.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Jesus touched her.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And when Jesus touched her, he made her new.
Yes, he did.
He put a praise in her spirit.
Mm-hmm.
He gave her a purpose to live.
Yes, he did.
He gave her a new identity.
Yes.
She no longer was the sinner.
Mm-hmm.
She no longer was the prostitute.
Come on now.
But she was the praiser. She was the worshiper.
Yeah.
She was the woman who loved God more than Son loved him.
Mm-hmm.
So she brought something with her.
Mm-hmm.
See, she no longer needed her expensive perfume
right.
that she carried around and that's the box.
Okay.
She didn't need to seduce the men anymore.
All right.
She didn't need to
all
have good
right.
men anymore. But she felt somebody else that loved her in spite of what she is.
All right.
She could use her as sensitive
yeah.
and anoint the feet of Jesus.
All right.
She felt somebody else
yeah.
that was worth more than the man that she slept
with. All right.
And she fought in her livelihood to end the hope.
Come on.
But God showed her a better way. And because she was grateful in her heart, she brought her box of ornament along with her.
Come on.
And she prepared to press her way.
Amen.
And as she pressed her way, she got to the feet of Jesus. She didn't have no problem in anointing Jesus. Because you see, she was already known anyway.
Come on.
So she didn't have no problem in bending and stooping and worshiping Jesus.
Come on.
Because Jesus messed her up.
Right.
He messed her up. He made something out of her. And she didn't have to worship man anymore.
That's right.
Hallelujah. and to wash his feet. The word said the tears came. The tears came because he came with a repentant heart. And see, when you come with a repentant heart, you got some tears inside. Because he had gotten this sorrow. Jesus touched the very depths of her soul. And as she began to massage his feet with the ornament, I can feel her. She was saying, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for a look more grace. Thank you for a look more mercy. Thank you for a look more joy. Thank you for a look more peace. Thank you, Jesus. I once was lost, but now I see. I once was blind, but now I see. Thank you, Jesus. No longer do I have to be in my situation.
All right, all right.
And she began to gnaw his feet. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. She began to realize that the glory of her head that she treasured and loved so much, it means nothing. So she took her head and she wiped his feet.
Yeah.
Why?
Why?
Because Jesus was worthy.
Woo!
He was worthy.
Yeah.
Because he done something for her that no man had ever done. He made something out of her that no man had ever made.
Yeah.
And so, the unwanted guest, the uninvited guest, done something that Simon had never done. Why? Because, see, he didn't know this Jesus. He had not been in her situation. He had not been abused and battered and rejected. He had not been refused by man and only used as a sex machine.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
hallelujah. Man. There are so many women today.
Yeah.
Hey, so many women today. If they just could get today, hallelujah, and know the feet of Jesus. Oh, give them glory for what he's done in their life.
Yeah.
And we thank them.
Yeah.
And made something out of them.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah, Jesus. And then it also talked about not only did she not Jesus with her expenses on him, not only she kissed him and rubbed him with her head. Her hair was what the glory. Can you imagine her taking her hair that women know? Rubbing sight. You go to hairdresser. You know how it is.
Yeah, I do.
Would you take your hair, your precious golden hair, if you don't spend all this money on it? And I can imagine it was long and slow.
Yeah.
But hallelujah.
Yeah.
But she
thanked
Jesus. It was all right.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah. All right.
All right.
All right.
It was all right.
All right. All right. All right.
All right. Hallelujah.
All right.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. And so, Simon, even after seeing all of this gratitude, all this praise, and all this thanksgiving that this sinner woman had given Jesus, he still didn't get it. He still didn't know deity. He still didn't know the Son of God. Because he asked the question and he made the comment. And when he done that, he didn't realize that grace spoke up. And grace reminded him and spoke to him and said, son, there was a certain creditor that had two debts.
Come on.
Two. One owed more than the other one. Matter of fact, he said one owed 500 and one owed 50.
All right. All right.
But because of grace,
come on now,
and they didn't have anything to pay the debt with, what did he say? Paid in full.
All right.
Paid in full.
Paid in full.
Thank
paid
you,
in full. Come on.
Paid in full.
Come on.
And as he told him the debt was paid in full,
Simon's feet again. But he said, who do you think loved the most? And he said, the one that owed the most. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But he still didn't get
it.
He still didn't get it. But Jesus had to remind him.
Mm-hmm.
Because, see, he knew his thoughts. And aren't you glad to serve a Savior today that know your thoughts?
Mm.
That know the very best and the intention of every man.
Yeah.
We can't fool Jesus because Jesus knows us better than we know ourselves.
Yeah.
And so Jesus said unto Simon, and he told him before Simon could even acknowledge, Jesus told him, Simon, God, think you know everything, but you don't know. But let me tell you something. Common praise, love, and gratitude. I came into your house as the invited guest. She came as the uninvited guest. But she gave me more than you gave me. And I came as your invited guest.
Jesus thought he heard the word of God. But not only did he hear the Hallelujah.
Yeah.
He will save you.
He will
heal you.
He will.
He will forgive us.
Yes, he will.
Come to Jesus.
Yeah, he will. come up thee, O Lord, and of thine own have we given thee.
All right, that's going to conclude our service. Thank you for calling.
Bless you.